再来看第五章。
Next, let's study chapter 5.
在第五章里头，主耶稣行了一个神迹。
In chapter 5, Jesus performed yet another miracle.
也因着行这个神迹，带来了这个有关安息日的问题。
Because of this miracle, he had caused a conflict about the topic of Sabbath.
以及他跟这些犹太人的辩论。
It also caused some arguments between him and the Jews.
这个神迹是在这个犹太人的一个节期里头。
This miracle was performed on a special feast of the Jews.
那地点呢是在耶路撒冷的毕士大池旁边。
The setting is in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate.
他蒙医的对象是一个病了38年的瘫子。
The character that Jesus healed is a man who was sick for 38 years.
主耶稣主动问他说要不要痊愈。
Jesus initiated to ask him whether he wants to be made well.
主耶稣主动关心。
Jesus Christ initiated his care.
可见这个病人因为病太久了，根本也没有这个想要痊愈的这个欲望。
Because this man has been in infirmity for so long that he has lost the will of being healed.
对他的生命已经认同了。
He has accepted his fate.
他告诉耶稣了。
He told Jesus.
说水冻的时候没有人把我放到池子里头，我想下去有比我更先下去的人。
Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me.
所以这个病人他病了38年。
So this patient had been sick for 38 years.
他也是一个无助的人。
He is a helpless man.
久病啊，那个。中国有句话说久病床前无孝子，人生病久了，大家都累了，这个朋友渐渐的疏远了，亲人的关怀渐渐冷淡。
So in the Chinese proverb it says that when a person is sick for so long that his friends and his families would depart from them.
所以他是一个无助孤单的。
So he is a helpless and lonely man.
还好耶稣主动关怀。
Thank God that Jesus came to care about him.
他是怎么样的一个人能够让主耶稣主动关怀他
？What kind of person is he that Jesus could take the initiative to care for him？
在这个世界那边耶稣在他蒙医之后告诉他不要再犯罪了。
Verse 14, Jesus found him after he was healed to tell him not to sin again.
可见他的病是因为犯罪。
We could see that his sickness was caused by sin.
他是一个罪人。
He was a sinner.
主耶稣主动关怀他。
But Jesus took the initiative to take care of him.
那我们想到说耶稣所讲的他说生病人才需要医生，健康的人不需要。
That reminds us of the saying that Jesus said, that only the sick needs doctor, but the healthy people do not require any doctors.
耶稣是来拯救罪人，不是来招义人。
Jesus is here to save the sinners and not to call the righteous.
在今天我们都需要耶稣。
Today we all need Jesus Christ.
耶稣也不排斥我们。
Jesus does not despise us.
我们也应该效法主。
So we should imitate him.
不排斥罪人。
We should not reject sinners.
要怜悯罪人。
We should have mercies upon them.
在教会里头。经常有两种现象。
In the church, there are two phenomena.
对内不关心软弱的弟兄姐妹；对外不开拓不传福音。
We do not show care and concern within the church, and we do not expand the church or evangelize outside without.
主啊，我们在这里真好，就我们这几个就好了。
So we're like Peter saying that it is so good to be here. There's just a few of us.
有一次这个传道去参加一个社青班的一个聚会。
One time there was a pastor who attended a fellowship of the young adults.
那个戚负责很高兴跟我讲说传道。 我跟你讲哦，啊，我们现在这个社青班啊很好。
So this chairperson of the young adult fellowship told me so happily that our group is so good now.
因为我把那些哈不好的调皮捣蛋的，统统不准他们来。
Because I told all the bad and bad people, to not come to the fellowship anymore.
他是很爱主，但是他却不了解主的心。
Even though he loves God a lot, however, he does not understand.
我们经常也会落在这样的一个盲点里头，在侍奉神，在发热心。
We may have fallen into this kind of blind spot that we are so zealous for God.
啊，有一个姐妹，她是学艺术的。
There is a sister who studies arts.
她都经常带一些她同样哦学艺术的朋友来教会。
She would bring her classmates who also study arts to church.
啊，有些学艺术的哦。可能跟我们不太一样。
Maybe those who are artistic are very different from us.
比如说他是跳舞的哦，练舞蹈的，所以啊，他经常会流汗，他就比较光头啦。
For example, they are dancers, so therefore they shave off their heads because they sweat a lot.
有的是戏剧系的，这个学演戏的，所以啊，他头发因为这个需要所以他就。弄成其他的颜色。
And some of them study in drama, so sometimes they have to dye their hair to different colors.
总之就是奇奇怪怪的哦。
There are a lot of unusual things.
没有多久哦，教会就有人跟这个姐妹讲，你呀不要老是带那些三教九流的人来。
So soon after, the people in the church told her not to bring these uncommon people.
想想看哦，我们经常会有这样的盲点，这样的迷失的。
We might have this kind of misunderstanding and blind spots in our faith too.
所以我们要记得耶稣，他来遭罪的，我们也不应该排斥。
We need to remember that Jesus' calling is to help the sick and sinners, so we cannot reject them.
所以这个38年的这个摊子，蒙神主动的关怀跟医治。
So this man who was sick for 38 years had been healed and taken care of by Jesus Christ.
那一天是安息日。
That day was a Sabbath day.
所以耶稣叫他说，起来吧，拿着你的褥子走吧。
Jesus told him, take up your bed and walk.
结果他就拿着褥子就离开。
So he did and he left.
被犹太人看到。
He was seen by the Jews.
你在安息日怎么可以拿东西哈？可以搬东西，可以做工，不行的。
People ask him, "How can you take your bed and walk? You can't do any work on Sabbath day."
那个蒙医的人哈，就说啊，是有个人啊，他叫我拿着走路的。
The man said that, "Oh, it was somebody else who asked me to do this."
他没有说那个人医好我，还是有个人叫我拿着背路走。
He didn't say that that man healed me, but he just said, that man told me to take up my bed and walk.
他连耶稣是谁他都不认识，那真的很糟糕。
Because he didn't even know who had healed him.
这么大的恩典竟然说连医他的人是谁也不晓得。
This is such a big grace, and yet he did not know who healed him.
今天我们也是这样子的，我们蒙受很大的恩典，我们真的认识神吗？我们真的认识主吗？
Likewise, we have received so much blessings from God. However, do we truly know Him?
更糟糕在下面。当主耶稣遇到他，叫他不要犯罪，他赶快去跟这些法利赛人报告。那个刚刚叫我拿着被褥走的，那个叫做耶稣的。
Worse yet, afterward, Jesus told him that you can sin no more, lest the worst thing come to you. And immediately he departed and told all the Jews who was the one.Who told him to walk.
不但不感恩，还把耶稣出卖。
Instead of giving thanks to God, giving thanks to Jesus, he betrayed Jesus.
今天我们也一样，我们不要看着说这个该死，这个可恶。其实我们今天就是他。
So likewise, we are the same.
经常在出卖耶稣啊。
We have often betrayed Jesus.
说哪有我哪有出卖耶稣
？We may say no, we have never done that.
我们老是把耶稣把神的话。把神的规定打折扣打八折打七五折
But we often have taken the word of God incomplete
我们继续来看约翰福音的第五章。
We shall continue to study John chapter 5.
上午跟大家一起学习到，因为主耶稣在安息日医治了一个病人。
This morning we study how Jesus Christ healed the sick on Sabbath day.
所以引起一番的争论。
As the result, it caused a great dispute.
我们继续来看这一段，去看第五章第十七节。
Chapter 5, verse
17. 十七节啊，是主耶稣把安息日的真意告诉这些反对的人。
In verse 17, Jesus Christ discussed the Sabbath.
安息日不是什么事情都不做的。
He said that on Sabbath day, it's not that we do not do anything.
所以耶稣说啊，天父做事直到如今为了做事。
Jesus Christ said, My Father in heaven does his work until today, so do I.
神在创造世界之后第七天他息了他的创造的工作。
After six days of creation, on the seventh day, God rest.
但并不代表神什么都不做。
It didn't mean that God did not do anything.
因为神仍然在保守他的选民。
Because God still continues to watch over those who belong to Him.
来管理他一切所创造的。
And oversee everything that He created.
所以耶稣说，安息日，天父做事，他也做事。
Therefore, Jesus Christ said, On Sabbath day, my Father works, so do I.
耶稣对安息日的意义的阐明啊，也引起了这些反对的犹太人想要杀耶稣。
And because the way that Jesus Christ explained the meaning of Sabbath, the Jews tried to kill him.
因为他们认为耶稣不但干犯了安息日，而且还以自己跟神同等。
Because they feel that not only Jesus Christ violated the Sabbath day, at the same time he put himself equivalent in the same position of God.
接下来三十一节到四十七节。
Verse 31 to 47.
这是主耶稣的一番讲论。
And this is a testimony bear by Jesus Christ.
主耶稣来谈到他跟天父真神的关系。
In here, Jesus Christ explained his relationship with God in heaven.
他就是天父真神。
He said, I am the God in heaven.
在十九节这里
，Verse 19，
主耶稣谈到说，子自己不做父不做的事情，凡父所做的，子也当做。
In verse 19, the son can't do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his father doing.
父做的，子也做。
Because whatever the father does, the son also does.
这是第一点，他跟天父是同职同等。
This is the first point that he holds the same position as the father.
那第二点，二十节到二十一节。
Second point, verse 20 to 21.
这里谈到父教使人复活，子也教使人复活。
Here says the father resurrect the dead, so does the son.
二十二节
，verse 22。
第三点。
The third point,
父将审判权交给子。
That the father entrusts all judgment to the son.
接下来第四点。
The fourth point,
二十三节。
Verse 23,
尊敬子的，就是尊敬父。
That all may honor the son just as they honor the father.
那第五点。
The fifth point,
二十四节那里。
Verse 24.
信子的就是信父的。
Those who believe in Son believe in the Father.
而且啊，就能够拥有永生啊。
Then they shall receive eternal life.
接下来第六点。
Sixth point.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
凡听见主的声音啊，便要活了。
For those who hear the voice of the Son will resurrect.
最后一点，第七点。
the seventh point.
26到30节。
From verse 26 to verse 30.
就谈到父的生命可以借着在子里头得着。
Now we can receive the life of the Father through the Son.
好，所以这主耶稣啊，以这七点来谈到他的神性。
Then here, Jesus described his divine nature through the seven points.
来阐明他与父同等，他就是天父。
To illustrate that he is in the same position as the Father, and he is the Father.
啊，所以主耶稣啊，在这里向这些犹太人、向反对他人来谈到，他就是安息日的主，他就是设立安息日的那个父。
In here, Jesus Christ said to those who oppose him that he was the one that established the Sabbath day. He is the Lord of Sabbath.
接下来哈，三十一节到四十七节。
The verse 31 to verse 47.
这里是主耶稣他的见证。
Here is the testimonies about Jesus.
那从主耶稣在这一段谈到他的见证。
And here Jesus Christ described himself.
主耶稣举出了几个为他做见证。
And here Jesus Christ mentioned a few that testify for him.
因为照律法来讲，
According to the laws,
若为自己做见证，见证就不是真的。
If you bear testimony for yourself, it does not count.
律法规定至少两个见证。
According to the Mosaic law, you need two more witnesses to testify for you.
那见证才是真的。
Only by doing so, the testament is valid.
所以主耶稣在这里来介绍他的见证。
Therefore, in here, Jesus Christ introduced his witness.
在这个三十二节里头
，verse 32.
耶稣就说他还有另外一个见证人。
He said that there is another who testified for him.
那这个见证人是谁
？Who is this person?
就是三十七节那里所说的天父。
That was recorded in verse 37, the Heavenly Father.
就是差他来的这个真神。
The true God that sent him.
所以神为他做见证。
Therefore, in here he said that God testified for him.
所以耶稣的见证人有真神。
Therefore, God is Jesus's the person who testified for him.
35节耶稣又提到另外一个人的见证就是施洗约翰。
In verse 35 is another person that bear testimony for him, who is John the Baptist.
施洗约翰也是他的见证。
John the Baptist also bear testimony for Jesus.
在第一章29节那边约翰就为耶稣做过见证，说这是神的羔羊。
As in chapter 1, John chapter 1, verse 29, that John the Baptist bear witness for Jesus and said, Look, this is the Lamb of God.
他就是神的儿子。
That he is the Son of God.
因为这个差约翰来的这个真神告诉约翰圣灵降在谁身上，谁就是那个要用圣灵施洗。
Because God, who sent John, had told him that whoever the Holy Spirit descends upon, that's the Son of God, the one that will baptize with Holy Spirit.
所以除了天父真神是耶稣的见证，施洗约翰也是耶稣的见证。
Therefore, God in heaven, also John the Baptist, they both bear witness for Lord Jesus.
再来耶稣所做的事情，也就是他的神迹他所行的神迹，也要为耶稣做见证。
In addition, the miracle, the miraculous sign performed by Jesus Christ shall also serve as his witness.
在36节。
That was recorded in 36.
那边谈到说，父交给我，交给我要我成就的事，就是我所做的事，这便是我的见证。
That the work that the Father has given to me to finish and which I am doing testify that the Father has sent me.
耶稣在世上行了很多的神迹，其实做了很多事。
Jesus Christ performed many miracles and signs in this world, and he performed many work.
所以让当时很多人相信耶稣就是从神那边差来的。
As the result, many people in that generation believe that Jesus Christ was sent by God.
而耶稣所完成的救恩更证明他是天父所差来的。
Also, the plan of salvation that Jesus Christ worked on further proof that he was sent by God.
哦，他就是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
哦，这是第三个哈。
That's the third point.
那再来为主耶稣做见证的，还有耶稣工作的精神。
And also the spirit of servitude testified for Jesus.
哦，在41节
was recorded in verse
41.
In verse 41, I do not accept praise from men. And also in verse 30 and
31,
I do not seek to please myself, but to him who sent me.
耶稣不是为自己做，而是为天父做。
Jesus did not perform all this work for himself, but for God in heaven.
不求自己的荣耀，只求天父的荣耀。
He did not seek for his own glory, but only the glory of the heavenly Father.
哦，所以从耶稣的工作精神也可以看出，他是这个神所差来的，他就是神。
Therefore, from the spirit, the working spirit, we can tell that he was sent by God.
好，那最后一个第五个为耶稣做见证的就是圣经。
And the fifth witness for Jesus Christ is the Bible.
好，在三十九节。
That was recorded in verse 39.
三十九节耶稣说：“你们查考圣经哦。”那小字的部分说：“或应当查考圣经。”因为你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经啊。
Verse 39, you diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life.
耶稣要这些犹太人去查考圣经，就知道耶稣他所讲的。
Jesus Christ asked the Jews to study the Bible, then they could understand the preaching.
就能够明白耶稣就是天父所差来。
Then they could understand that Jesus Christ is sent by God in heaven.
这是耶稣基督的见证。
This is the testimony from Jesus Christ.
来回答那些反对他说他与神同等的人。
The way that he countered the arguments of those who debate about him.
那从这一段里头，我们也可以看到当时的犹太人为什么不能接受耶稣的原因。
And from these verses that we just read, we also understand the reason that the Jews cannot accept Jesus.
第一个，三十五节那里，说约翰是点着的明灯，你们情愿暂时喜欢他的光。
In verse 35, John was a lamp that burned and gave light, and you choose for a time to enjoy his light.
约翰不是那个光，其实不是真光啊。
John the Baptist is not the true light.
是被点着的光。
It's the light that was burned, that was kindled.
在当时的犹太人他们是用点油灯啊。
And at that time, the Jews they used the lamp, the oil lamp.
所以以这个人所点着的光来形容约翰。
Therefore, then here Jesus described John the Baptist as the lamp that was light.
跟这个耶稣基督跟神他是真光来做一个区别。
That to make a comparison with Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light itself.
约翰是被点着的。
John the Baptist was lit.
是短暂的。It's temporary. 油用完了，灯就要熄了。
It's only for a short period of time. Once the oil used up, then the light is become dim.
当约翰出来传道的时候确实有很多这些犹太人法利赛人到那边去悔改。
When John the Baptist first came out, there were many Pharisees and scribes went and repent.
他们以约翰为先知。
They treat John the Baptist as the prophet.
他们接受施洗约翰。
And they accept John the Baptist.
所以耶稣说你说他们不能够接受耶稣，是因为他们只喜欢施洗约翰这个暂时的光。
And then here Jesus said that they reject Jesus Christ because they prefer John the Baptist, the lamp that was lit.
却拒绝了约翰所介绍在他后面来的这个真光。
Instead, they have rejected the light, the true light that was introduced by John the Baptist.
但哎啊、犹太人拒绝耶稣的第二个原因
The second reason that the Jews reject Jesus
在三十八节
was recorded in verse 38
你们并没有他的道存在心里因为他所差来的你们不信没有神的道在心里所以犹太人拒绝耶稣
The Jews reject Jesus because they did not have the word of God in them
好第三个原因
The third reason
在四十五节到四十七节
It was recorded in verse 45 to verse 47
耶稣指出了当时犹太人最夸口的摩西
And here Jesus Christ brought up the example of Moses whom the Jews like to boast about
将要控告这些犹太人
He said Moses will condemn the Jews
因为他们不信摩西不信他书上所写的
Now Moses will accuse them because the Jews have failed to believe in Moses
如果他们相信摩西所写的就能够相信耶稣所说的
Because if they believe what Moses had written then they will believe the word of Jesus
这是当时犹太人不能接受耶稣的几个原因
These are the few reasonsthat the Jews have failed to receive Jesus.
那我们接下来看第六章
Chapter 6.